Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're going to talk about Spotsylvania County Schools, and specifically we're a couple of school social workers here this morning. Lisa Dolan, the lead social worker, is here along with Michelle Patton-Swisher and Renee Daniels, the director of communications and community engagement with Spotsylvania County Schools. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. Lisa and Michelle, you were one of the last people we talked about an award you had won, and it was a great show. And then, like, 2 or 3 days later, the world
stopped.
And I know it's one of my last memories of having guests was you two sitting in here. We had a great day. I mean, we didn't have a care in the world as far as, you know, looking ahead. And we talked about things coming up. And, wow, it's been quite some year. But I guess, Lisa, one of the things to remember through all of this, the needs are still there, and social workers in schools, as difficult and as much as things have changed for teachers in schools, and it's for social workers too, and you're still dealing with a lot of the same stuff.
Absolutely. You know, the work doesn't stop. In fact, I think probably the work that we're doing is harder and much more, even more needed than it has been in the past. Some of the things that the team has been working on right now is just really, in addition to those normal services that we provide, we're working on things like Operation Blue Christmas to help the Sheriff's mm-hmm. Department with Christmas help. We're working with Cops and Kids, which is another Christmas program. The food delivery that our Sheriff's Department just did, the school social work team was involved in that process. So lots of community collaboration and lots of support for basic needs to families going on right now.
I guess that's one of the messages that the donations and the things that you've done for Treasure House all these years, that continues. You just haven't had... Like you usually would do a drive and a collection, but not at Walmart this fall. And same for this is usually a weekend where you're collecting. You still are collecting, but it's all different. It's all different these days.
Yeah, it is all different. Rock Out Knockout would typically be this time of year, and sadly, we are not having that actual event. It is our 10th anniversary for Rock Out Knockout, so we're going to put that on hold for a year and mm-hmm. then hope that next year we can come back bigger and stronger. We are doing a collection this Saturday at Mount Hope Baptist Church from 10 to 12, and it's a donation drive to help us to restock Treasure House because, as you can imagine, those needs are huge right now.
Renee, you did something earlier, wasn't it a few weeks ago you did something at Mount Hope also, same kind of collection thing?
Actually, we did school supplies, and this time we're trying to collect some other items like laundry detergent, dish soap, deodorant, feminine products, shampoo, conditioner, ethnic hair products, basically any type of personal hygiene item. That's what we're looking for this time around.
Again, it's Saturday, 10 to noon. Mount Hope is on Gordon Road in Spotsylvania. And I know they've embraced this, and I've seen where they have done some advertising. You know, I've seen them posting things on Facebook and getting the word out on that. And this is a chance just to go on by there and drop it off.
Yes, it's really easy. Last time we just had a tent set up. You just drive up with your car. You can hand it out your window. You can tell us to look in the trunk and get it, however you feel comfortable doing it. But we are doing social distancing and taking those measures to do this collection. And it is community-wide, so anybody can come up during that time.
Again, it's 10 to noon. And run through that list again of things you're looking for.
Sure. It's laundry detergent, dish soap, deodorant, feminine products, shampoo, conditioner, ethnic hair products, lice kits, razors, shave cream, toilet paper. And even if you have some non-perishable food items, we'll take those. We have school pantries that we can get those into as well.
These are such a different, you know, Michelle, we've talked, you and Lisa have come in for years, and we talk about all of this. But, I mean, just even from dealing with the families now, that I guess, has all changed of how you can do that.
Yes. So I used to go and sit in people's hotel rooms.
Right.
And unfortunately, I'm not able to do that. So it's very contactless, you know, so you're standing outside having a conversation, doing social distancing. But I think families still know that we are here to support them in any way we can. you know, having families call you when they're having difficult situations is important to know where they can turn to, and they know they can reach out to their school social workers, and we will figure out how to support them. Like Lisa and Renee have both said, these items are important because we may not be able to come and sit on their couch and have a conversation, but we do need to still get items out to families. And so we're dropping them off in a contactless way. But it's making a big impact for our families.
And I guess in this situation, whatever you can do, I know my own church is involved with one of the schools in providing things. And it's those kind of things. If you can provide anything or just drop something off at Treasure House, whatever.
Well, right now, Treasure House doesn't have where you can drop off there. They would have to coordinate with Lisa or I to make an arrangement to get it. Just because of the contactless piece and knowing where it's coming from and making some measures to keep things safe. On Saturday, I think that's the easiest way. They're going to drive up and drop off. But people can reach out to us at the school board office. We are more than willing to coordinate getting items from people. But whatever people can give is helpful, whether it be, you know, toothbrushes to laundry detergent to dish soap. Or if people want to make a monetary donation, they can drop that off as well on Saturday. And if they can't make it there Saturday and they want to do a monetary donation, they can make a check out to Spotsylvania County Schools and in the memo line put homeless student fund and mail it to the school board office. And it will get to our fund that we're able to support needs of students in our community.
As much as things have changed, the needs are still there. That hasn't changed.
And I think the needs are greater. We have families that have encountered things that they've never encountered before, whether it be loss of wages because their employment hours have changed, or we've had families that have had to move into our community because they were COVID affected in another area. We had one family that moved here from New York and lots of things had happened and they realized they needed to come stay with family here. So I do think there's an impact that occurs with that as well, that you have families that have never faced challenges are now facing them and needing assistance. And that's what we're here for. And, you know, we're happy that we're able to do things to support our community. We have an event coming up next week for the Family Connections. You know, Lisa and I are going to be speaking on that program that the school is putting on to give information to the community about what social workers can do to support them and how we can help in any way possible.
We'll talk about that when we come back. We'll take a quick break and talk about how you can find out and watch and take part in that Family Connections program next week. Lisa Dolan is here. Michelle Patton-Swisher is here. Renee Daniels here. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
We're talking Spotsylvania County Schools this morning and helping students. Lisa Dolan is here along with Michelle Patton-Swisher and Renee Daniels. The Family Connections program that Michelle, you just mentioned a second ago. Renee, what is that? Because we have talked about that before. We talked about that a few weeks ago when Dr. Baker was here.
Absolutely. So basically with Family Connections, what we're doing is Dr. Baker, because of COVID, decided to do a webinar series throughout the school year. And we're featuring different topics that we think parents might need resources on. And so our last topic was on mental health awareness during a pandemic and how to, you know, well-being for yourself and your child. So that was a great topic. And this month's topic is going to be student support services. And basically what we do is we live stream it so they can watch it on the same channels as they watch the school board meeting. And it's going to be on November 12th at 5 o'clock. And if they are unable to make it during that time, we do record it and they can watch it at their convenience at any time.
Okay.
And that link's on our website.
Okay. So it's Lisa and Michelle. It's you this time?
We're part of it.
Yeah.
We're also going to have the school psychology team there and the Parent Resource Center.
Okay. So I helped sort of get you ready to be able to do this.
Absolutely.
You're going to be able to sit there and go, we've done this. We've been with Ted before. We can, do this.
Yes. We are ready to give that information to our community.
This is a serious issue. And I can see where this is really would be very helpful just because families and parents and kids dealing with just so many things right now.
Absolutely. And the I think the problem is right now, a lot of people don't know where to go for support. Because if you've never been in this situation, which none of us have.
What do you do?
We don't know where to go to get supports. And so being able to kind of give that information to the public and to parents and families is really important to kind of streamline that, I guess, is...
That's such a you do run into a situation of all of a sudden we're all dealing with situations and some of these you don't know what to do, you don't know where to go, or you think no one else is having this. The other thing I would think is this type of program does illustrate that the problems that are going on in my family or that we're dealing with. We're not the only ones dealing with this, because I think at some point you are thinking, well, nobody else is dealing with this but us, and all of a sudden you find out there's a wider group dealing with it.
Other people are.
Yeah.
We are looking at this through the lens of trauma, of course. And so, you know, the pandemic is really a toxic stress situation and has the potential to really negatively impact everybody and anybody. Most, you know, of the folks that we work with don't have some of the protective factors. They don't have the support systems in place naturally. And so what the school ends up being and doing is providing that protective way to support them and be available where they don't have that in other ways. So we want to meet those basic needs where we can. We want to support the social emotional well-being of our families as well.
Well, and It's you know, Michelle, you mentioned in the last segment how you in particular are not able to sit down and you know meet families where they're at. That's tough on the families. I know it's tough on you, but it's also tough on the families that you sometimes don't have the person that can just come over to your hotel room and be able to sit down and talk to them.
Right. It's very hard, and I think what's hard is, you know, people are about human connection. You know, and whether that be, you know, just somebody to chat with or how you converse with people or even human touch. And so I think that's a big factor that can really play into people's mental health, that if they're not able to have that human connection because of COVID and trying to keep things safe and everything, it can really wear on a person. And, you know, one of the things as the school is we are a connection for people, folks look to the school for support and ideas and what to do. And so being able to give that in still a compassionate, caring way, even if I can't come and sit on your sofa to have that conversation, I'm still here to support you.
Yeah.
You know, and I've been checking in on our families every week out at the hotels, just like I have been. But it's a little different, but they still know they can call me. And they do. They do call when they need something because, you know, we're safe people that can help them figure out what to do in their situations.
Renee Daniels, if people do have, if people in the school system have questions on this or anything, I guess they can either reach out to a teacher, to a principal, to a social worker in the school, or a counselor. There are ways, and everybody, I guess, is trained to make sure that their particular question gets answered by someone who can help them.
Absolutely. One of the things that we've been really trying to stress with our parents is reach out to your child's school. Just contact the school, and then from there, they'll connect them with the right person. Each school has a school social worker and counselor, and so they're there to help their child, and they know their child's environment, so it's a better fit. So we're asking them to call their school first, and then they'll connect them there with the right person that can help support whatever they're going through.
Well, that makes sense, and that's a good way. I mean, and it shows just the importance of the local school. All these helps have been there all along, but now they are just needed more.
Absolutely. We've noticed last year our economically disadvantaged rate that we have to report was about 39%. I know the last figure I got was at 43%. We know that's not even accurate because we haven't even been able to get a hold of everybody. And the way we're doing food distribution right now, everybody gets free meals. So it's, you know, people are not filling out the free and reduced forms. And so because they don't have to. And so we know that number is much higher, and we know there's a bigger need this year more than ever because of COVID and the impact it's had.
And I know, is it Wednesdays, the food, is that the distribution day?
It is Wednesdays, and we do it at 13 elementary and middle school sites, and then we have five high schools that we distribute food from, and it's 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 13 sites, and then at the high at four high schools and one middle school, we do the evening 4 to 7, and you can go to any school. You don't have to go to your child's school to get that, and they're getting seven breakfasts, seven lunches, a snack, and a dinner kit as well. So we're able to do that. The federal government, we qualified for a grant, and so anybody can go pick up these meals. There's no income restrictions, so mm-hmm. we invite everybody to do that and support their family in that way.
Boy, we talk so much about, and it has been just on the teacher end, how things are different. But this is just, you know, to coordinate this and so many other things. It is at all levels of schools right now. Everybody's doing different things.
Definitely. This is not just impacting Spotsylvania. This is nationwide that we're seeing this. And we just want to make sure that we're there for our community. There's so many people that want to support and help our families. We've partnered with other business partners to help support these efforts. We have not only has the faith-based organizations and churches have really helped us, but a lot of our business partners have really stepped up to the plate too. We just found out that GEICO is going to be giving us $5,000 towards school supplies to help give those out to our kids. So just tremendous support from our community, and we are so thankful for that.
And I guess whether there's always the need for more, and if there are businesses out there that want to partner in some way, and whether it's financially, anything, just get in touch, or churches who want to get involved with schools.
Absolutely. They can reach out to the school board office and contact me directly. Email me. Usually if they just call the school board office, they don't know who to talk to. They just need to say, I'd like to give a donation. I'll get that call. So thank you so much for everybody that's really supporting us and wants to support us. We really appreciate it.
And a lot of times people don't know what to do. So here's an easy way just to call and talk to you. And, you know, you're able to lay some things out and maybe make some suggestions.
Absolutely. We do a lot of different things. We have businesses that will do their own drives, and then we'll go and pick it up, so it makes it easy. We have some businesses that just want to write us a check, and that's always great, too. We can definitely use those funds. So there's just so many things that you can do. We are going to be doing some things that will require some volunteers. So that's another thing. If they can't give financially, but they have people that they want to help, do something, we can find a use for them.
I was going to say, you can always find a use. You never have to think, well, they're not going to need me. At this point,
right.
Everybody is needed.
Absolutely.
For Michelle and for and Lisa, as far as we talk about the needs and all, and about businesses getting involved in things, usually, you know, when we are talking about knockout, rockout homelessness and making donations, that's something that's really easy to do. Now it's, you know, you still can do it if you want to go to Mount Hope on Saturday and drop things off. But like you said earlier, Michelle, things have changed, but the needs are still there. And if you're a business, if you're an individual that wants to give things and get involved and find out how to do that, contact the school, contact you guys.
Absolutely. Cause we will gladly take you to help us out, because Treasure House doesn't fill itself. And
yeah.
So we constantly have needs. And Saturday is a great opportunity for our community to give at Mount Hope Baptist Church from 10 to 12. Drop it off. It's simple and easy. But if you can't make it, or if you have another idea that you'd like to do, please reach out to us. We are more than happy to kind of hear what community folks want to do to support us in this different time.
And November is Homelessness Awareness Month. And so some of our schools will be doing some independent drives and sending out information and education to families, just to kind of make sure that we remember that November is an awareness opportunity for all of us.
And when you see something like that, or if you see something, you know, you see a flyer or information about what's going on at Mount Hope on Saturday, don't just ignore that. Because especially now,
it's really hard for people. I think that's the other thing, is people don't realize when the pandemic hit and there was lack of resources for everyone, you know, from toilet paper to cleaning products mm-hmm. to, you know, I mean, those were the two main ones, I guess. But that really impacted our families because they don't have the same resources to go drive around to several different stores. They may only have the option for the local convenience store to go grab those items. And if it's not there, it's a struggle. So helping out to supply Treasure House gives the social work staff the opportunity to be able to get supplies to families that are in need.
I have walked through Treasure House with both of you a lot. And we've done all kinds of, we have done more videos of Treasure House, I think, than just about anywhere I have done. What's Treasure House look like right now? The shelves, I'm sure, are not quite as filled.
It's kind of sad. It's really sad. I was there yesterday getting some items for a family. And, you know, we have some items. I don't want it to think that it's completely bare, but it is much less than we have had in March when you were there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the reality. It is not well stocked, and there's, you know, and it's based upon what we get from community folks. I mean, Treasure House is 100% supported by the community. And I think it's just difficult for a lot of people right now. So these drives are really important because it fills it up quickly for us. But as quickly as it gets filled is as quickly as it goes out, because the needs are there. We have about 268 identified homeless students right now. And Treasure House not only supports them, but it supports our families in need. It is much easier to prevent homelessness than to help somebody move out of homelessness. It takes, the average cost is about $3,000. And right now with the current housing market, it's very difficult for families to find housing to move out of that they can afford. As you can imagine, our shelters are overflowing because when COVID occurred, the continuum of care here in Fredericksburg, the agencies worked really hard to get people off the streets to keep our entire community
safer.
And so those resources are stretched very thin as well. So it's just important to remember that it's, you know, homelessness isn't just the school issue, it's our community issue, and how can we support it? And there's a variety of ways to do that. And Treasure House is just a little piece of that.
It's interesting about, you know, it is easier to keep them from homelessness than to get them out.
Correct.
And to think about in those terms, you want to do what you can.
Yes.
Good stuff. Michelle Patton-Swisher, Lisa Dolan, and Renee Daniels here this morning from Spotsylvania County Schools. We'll continue. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:31.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Spotsylvania County Schools are focused this morning, and social workers Lisa Dolan and Michelle Patton-Swisher here along with Renee Daniels as we talk about ways that you can get involved in helping the schools. As far as the social worker world goes, Lisa and Michelle, you two have done over the years, have done lots and lots of seminars and things just because you're good at what you do, and you've got a story to tell, and what's happened in Spotsylvania over the years is pretty unique. And you're getting ready to do that again. Is it next week? And it's a virtual thing.
It is. We are going to be presenting to the Virginia School Social Work Group. It's the 2020 Fall Institute. And we are it virtually.
Yeah. Wow. We're the show.
See, I told you.
So this is good practice, Ted, that we're here with you. We get to practice. But this is going to be 2 hours.
They're interested in really what we've done to try to bring trauma-informed schools into Spotsylvania County. And so we will incorporate all of our information about trauma and trauma-informed and how we have moved, because it really, the root of that came out of our support for our homeless families and looking at it through that trauma lens. So
we're going to do a longer show on that, and that actually was we talked a lot about that when you were last here earlier in the year, but that really has become a big focus now, the whole trauma aspect, just because you've, like you say, that as you have worked with families and seen things happen, there's a need for education.
Absolutely.
About this.
We need to be educating our community on adverse childhood experiences and the impacts that it has on children, but also how to build resilience in your community and how to build resilience in your children. And looking at things through a trauma lens gives that opportunity to do that.
So often,
maybe, so we'll be coming back to talk about
and
that.
We will be talking. Yes, we will. But it is such, I mean, I think a lot of us, at times you hear some of these stories and you hear about things, whether it's from you or other groups in the community that deal with this, and you just think, not in this community. Or you hear the statistics. It always, when Kathy Anderson from Empower House is here and talks about 1 in 4 women are going to have experienced some form of violence, you think around in your own neighborhood, or you think 1 in 4. You two come in and you talk about things that you're dealing with families. I think a lot of us just tend to think, well, that doesn't happen. Everybody's like us. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden you find out that even your neighbors, you know, sometimes your neighbors or people that you're close to are not well.
Mm-hmm.
And those are issues out there.
None of us ever know. It's not something you see on the outside. You don't know the baggage that people are managing every day and how that's impacting them. And then when you add in some of the environmental stressors of poverty and housing and, you know, maybe difficulty with employment, it just becomes very complex and challenging for people to maneuver through.
And they're bringing that into the schools.
Yes. And so it's important for schools to be aware and prepared and have the skills and the resources of how to support students. And, you know, we've been very fortunate enough that our school system has embraced that trauma-informed practice and really trying to put it to work with all of the schools. Do we need to keep practicing? Yes, we do, because we're human, and it's one of those things that just keep building on those skills. But we have been very fortunate that we've been able to bring trauma-informed schools into Spotsylvania County. And hopefully that will then keep moving forward with us being able to speak at this Fall Institute to other social workers to be able to bring that to their communities and, you know, Virginia become a trauma-informed state that supports through all of their schools would be ideal.
Is trauma-informed, Lisa, is it something that I'm guessing it's something that a lot of schools don't do, because until you two came and we did the show in the spring on it, I had really never heard about it.
It's a growing movement. So Dr. Nadine Burke-Harris is, she's the, in California,
Attorney General, no. Secretary Health.
Something of Health. Secretary
okay.
of Health. Sorry, I
okay.
lost the words. Anyway, she talks about the idea that when she really began to investigate trauma-informed, that it looked like just good clinical practice. And yet what she found out was that as a group of people, we tend to resist it. And so it really is a movement to educate people about adverse childhood experiences and what that does to brain development and how we need to then support folks. Michelle and I actually teach a parenting class, and the Parent Resource Center is sponsoring us currently so that we are
okay.
teaching it during the day. And the focus of that class is on the ideas of resiliency and begin a mindful parent being a trauma-aware parent. And we're really hoping that that message just continues to grow and grow.
You got some kind of training, didn't you? You were like one of the first around here or something. I mean, you were like a pioneer.
I've had lots of training. But yes, the original training came from a wraparound program that we went to, I don't know, 10
It was probably 11, 12
years ago.
I didn't go. Lisa was the boss lady
yeah.
to go because she
yeah.
represented the schools. But other people from the community went.
Mm-hmm. We had someone from the Community Services Board, Department of Social Services. We had a team that went and kind of brought those concepts back. And we've just been slowly but surely chipping away and making those changes in the community and in the services.
Well, and you two are the upfront people who come in with me, and we've over the years done things. But I know, I mean, that you've got lots of people that you train also along with you. I mean, Spotsylvania County Schools have been really lucky, and the fact that you all are involved in trauma-informed schools, the homeless component, all these different all these different things for people that only look at one aspect of Spotsylvania County Schools, you're missing it.
Yes, we are a rocking group.
You are a rocking group
of social workers, because a lot of us are actually licensed clinical social workers. I don't know what the exact number is. It's probably like 18, 20. I don't know.
I'd have to look it up. But those that aren't licensed are working towards licensure. So yeah. We have a tremendously skilled group of clinicians that work for Spotsy County Schools.
So. And that's a rarity. I mean, yeah. You know, when we've talked to other school districts, it's very rare that you'll have that many LCSWs on your staff of social workers. And, you know, we also are dealing with heavy stuff, but you need to be trained to be able to deal with some of that heavy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And be able to provide trauma support. There's a few of us that are what's called trauma-focused CBT certified. So we have that certification as well, which is really important to be able to support our students.
Well, over the years, I mean, as a Spotsylvania County resident, I say thank you.
Oh,
because
thanks.
Really, there is. I mean, we come in here and... You know, years ago, initially, we talked about the kind of even we talked about the treasure house kind of things, but it has just evolved into so much more. And I remember in the spring when we talked about the trauma-informed schools, it was really an eye-opener to me, to all the different things that a social worker is trained for and does in Spotsylvania County Schools.
And, you know, I think the other thing it's important to remember is we have good supportive teams in our schools, you know, whether it just not just the social worker, but the school counselor and the school social worker work closely together, administration, mm-hmm. all the way up to our superintendent. He's very supportive of trauma-informed practices, along with our school board. They pay attention to that as well. And I think it's important because that collective group of folks within a school system makes it look good. Because they care about kids, and that's what matters, is keeping it child-centered the entire time and, you know, looking at the whole child. You know, like Lisa said, we don't see the baggage that comes with them. But, you know, students come to school with a lot, carrying a lot with them. And right now with COVID, I think they carry a lot more, not just with the outside factors that can be impacting them, but also within the school building itself. You know, school looks a little different. Mm-hmm. And you know, developmentally, where they're at in their developmental stage, it's different than what it should be for them in some instances, like especially high school. You know, they should be with their friends because they're learning that developmental stage. Well, no, they're having to kick it at home with mom and dad and siblings all the time. That can be difficult. And, you know, having the schools be able there to support them is important.
And the schools have really been talking about how this is impacting the mental health of our children. We've moved to using the terms school-based mental health teams to really kind of help us to focus on pulling in the different disciplines and addressing what those needs are for kids. And of course, one of the basic needs is what we're talking about today, getting those donations in, because if you don't have those basic needs met, mm-hmm. you can't move up Maslow's hierarchy to actually have healthy relationships and be successful academically.
Now, there's so many layers right now, whether you're all virtual or... I mean, I think of just simple things like every Friday night, and especially every Friday night this year has been... It's been a great Friday night. Or if it gets cold, and you just think, there should be games at Massaponics and Chancellor and, you know, Riverbend and Spotsy, you know, all of Cortland, all those places. There should be football games. And it's just... I live over by Chancellor, and I just... not seeing the lights over there at the stadium and hearing the band, and it's just, we're missing a lot this year. Yeah, and you just hope that we can get things straightened out soon.
It's a big loss for us as adults. I cannot imagine that loss for our kids.
I know.
Well, and I had a neighbor the other day that was talking about her son misses lunch in the lunchroom, and he's in elementary school.
Wow.
He misses having lunch with people. So we've made a deal that my two older boys go and have lunch with him throughout the week because he misses having, his mom is working at home, and so she'll go back into her office and he's like, aren't you going to have lunch with me?
Oh.
And it wasn't that she didn't think about it, but that's what he misses, mm-hmm. is the lunchroom. And if you think about it in a school setting, a lot of times that's where a lot of that social interaction happens for an elementary student, whether it be is in the lunchroom or at recess, and it just looks different right now.
Wow, I know.
So you and you have to think about like that as a parent. You have to think of how can I support that social need that my child has in a world where we're virtual and we don't have a lot of children in our neighborhood. So you kind of do with who you've got. And so my two older boys are having lunch with her elementary kid, but it's interaction.
Yeah.
You know.
You never think of it. It's more than just you sit in front of the computer and
yes,
you know, mm-hmm. do your work.
Yes.
There's, yeah, so much.
Those social emotional needs are important and basic needs. And there's, and if you think about families that are struggling with that, that basic need, how do we help support that?
Whenever you and Lisa come in here, there's all, you always get me thinking about things I never think of. Michelle Patton-Swisher, Lisa Dolan, Renee Daniels here from Spotsylvania County Schools. When we come back, we'll wrap it up and talk again about the event where you can donate this Saturday at Mount Hope Baptist in Spotsylvania and other ways that, you can be involved and help students in these days. We'll be right back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Shubel.
Renee Daniels here along with Michelle Patton-Swisher and Lisa Dolan as we talk Spotsylvania County Schools and ways that that you can help. And Renee, this Saturday, Mount Hope Baptist off of Gordon Road in Spotsylvania, 10 to noon, there is a chance to help, and you've got the handy-dandy list there of all these specific things.
So just to remind everybody, what we're looking for is laundry detergent, dish soap, deodorant, feminine products, shampoo, conditioner, ethnic hair products, lice kits, razors, shave cream, toilet paper, toothbrushes, toothpaste. And if they want to bring by non-perishable food items, we can take those as well. But just whatever they're willing to bring, anything helps. They don't have to have a large. You can bring one pack of toothbrushes. We'll be happy for that.
Yeah, it's something. And these are the kind of things we've talked about before that if, especially when you talk about school supplies, if you're going in to buy things for your own family, just double it.
Just pick up an extra one and then drop it off. And it's so simple. They don't even have to get out of their car. They can just hand it to us through the window, or if they prefer, they can put it in their trunk and pop the trunk. We'll take it right out, and it's just so simple and easy.
And if they can't make it on Saturday, what are some of the other options to drop things off and become a regular donor, so to speak?
So one of the things that we're asking is that you call the school board office to make arrangements if you need to drop off. But if you want to make a monetary donation, there's a couple of ways you can do it. You can write out a check to the school board. You would just make it out to Spotsylvania County Public Schools, and then in the memo line put homeless fund. You can also make a donation through our foundation if you want to do it online donation, and that's sefforeducation.org, and you can make a online donation and then they'll get a check cut to us. So there's two ways you can do it.
Do you know offhand just the phone number for the school board office?
Yes, it's 540-834-2500.
Okay, 834-2500 if you want to call and make arrangements to come on by and drop things off. And we also talked about the Family Connections program that next week.
Yes, so next week we're going to have that on November 12th. That'll be at 5 p.m. And Lisa and Michelle will be featured on that show. So if you want to get some more information, they'll be there on that show. But you can see it live streamed. And the live stream is regionalwebtv.com/family-connection. And that link will be on our website as well. But if you can't be with us at 5 o'clock, you can always watch it on your own time. We record it, and then you can go on that same link and see it. You can also watch it on TV at the regular broadcast stations that we have the school board meeting.
There are just so many needs now, and especially if you're the kind of person that, you know, I want to help, but I don't know how. There's all kinds of options. If you can go by Mount Hope on Saturday, that's one option. But like you said, 834-2500, call the school board office and work out some arrangement to get it by there. But everything is needed right now.
Everything is needed. And doesn't matter the quantity. We'll take anything that you have that can support this effort. And we're just so appreciative of our community because they've really come out in the past and they're continuing to come out. And we know it's a struggle for everybody. Our businesses are having struggles too. And they're still coming to support our families and students, and we just can't be more thankful.
And if you're a business, contact the school, I guess use that 834-2500 number. And see ways that you as a business can help out.
Absolutely. They just need to ask for Renee Daniels, and I will get them started and connected to the right people, and we can figure out how they can support our school.
Well, it broke my heart, Michelle, when I asked you about what Treasure House looks like, because you and I have been in there, or you and Lisa and I have been in there when there have been boxes all over the place and stuff. But these
are falling
difficult
over each other, yeah, trying to get through. Yeah,
these are difficult times, but these are times where the community, it's a little bit different getting the stuff to you, but it's still needed.
Correct, still needed. We'll still take it. It's just a matter of doing some coordination to get it right now, and coming out on Saturday from 10 to 12, just dropping it off is one way. Calling Lisa or I, or Renee at the school board office to kind of make arrangements is another way. Monetary donations, gift cards are also accepted. We've had some families that have had some, you know, tragedies that we've given out some gift cards to make that a little easier for them. So whatever anybody can do, we're very appreciative. And like Renee has said, you know, our community is amazing, and they give and give and give, and we cannot thank them enough for that.
Lisa, you guys said 268 homeless students right now, and that's a lot.
268 identified right
now. Identified.
Yeah, and we know there are more.
Yeah.
Because of the pandemic, because of the changes with rental agreements and some of that, we expect that number is going to really increase when some of this gets lifted.
Well, again, thanks for what you do, and there's so many ways, Renee, to give right now, and just get in touch with the school board office if you can't make it on Saturday, whether it's individuals or businesses, your help is needed.
Yes, absolutely, and it's definitely no greater time to give than right now, and it's going to be ongoing. Mm-hmm. So, because even if you can't give this week, if you have a marketing budget and maybe it opens up in January, check back with us in January. We're still going to have a need. So please don't feel like it has to be right now that you can give. If you have something that you're waiting on and you want to wait, that's great too.
Renee Daniels, Michelle Patton-Swisher, and Lisa Dolan with Spotsylvania County Schools. As always, thanks. We'll talk again.
Thanks, Ted.
Thank you.
Again, Mount Hope Baptist. 10 to noon on Saturday, you can drop things off. That's it for Town Talk. Thank you for listening this morning. We will see you tomorrow on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.